Next patient is Walter Kent. That's Walter, W-A-L-T-E-R, Walter Kent, K-E-N-T. Please make copy for John Martin, M.D. M-A-R-T-I-N, John, M.D. John Martin, M.D. Today's date is 6-5-24. Next paragraph. Dear John, thank you for sending Walter Kent for pulmonary evaluation. Next paragraph is present illness. This is a 69-year-old male with a passive of hypertension and degenerative arthritis of the hips. Has shortness of breath with exertion and has has a previous history for mild COPD. The patient has an occasional cough and brings up clear mucus. And he denied any chest pains or hemoptysis or fevers or chills. The next paragraph, the past history, the patient's past history, has included a history of hypertension and a history of bilateral hip replacement surgery. And history for hyperlipidemia and carpal tunnel repair on the right. He also has chronic kidney disease and generalized atherosclerosis. Next, where habits patients smoke. One pack per day for 20 years and then quit. And drinks alcohol moderately. Next paragraph. Allergies, no drug allergies. Next paragraph. Family history. Father died of heart disease and mother died of cancer of unknown origin. Next paragraph. System review. The patient has had no fatigue or weight loss, denies any cataracts or glaucoma. No vertigo, hoarseness, or nosebleeds. No urinary frequency, dysuria, or flank pains. No hay fever or asthma. He has shortness of breath and cough and wheezing. And he has some heartburn, but no diarrhea or constipation. He has occasional chest pains, no palpitations, no leg swelling. He has no depression or anxiety, denies easy bruising or enlarged glands. He has some joint pains and muscle aches, and he has dizzy attacks, but no headaches or numbness of the extremities, and no skin rash, no itching. Next, Medlist, allopurinol, 100 milligrams daily. Metoprolol, 50 milligrams daily. Pravastatin, 40 milligrams. HS, Pepcid, 40 milligrams HS. And Lisinopril, 40 milligrams a day, and gabapentin, 400 milligrams daily. Next paragraph. physical exam, this averagely built elderly white male. He's alert, pale, but no acute distress. His blood pressure, 130 by 70. Pulse is 72, respirations 20. Temperature 97.5. Weight is 160 pounds, saturation 98. H.E. Indian norms, phallic pupils are reactive and equal. Tongue is moist. Throat was clear, ears no inflammation. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions and scattered wheezes toward both lung fields, prolonged expirations. Heart, the heart seems irregular, on an S2 with no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no rhinomegaly, the bowel sounds active. The extremities will no edema, mild varicosities, no calf tenderness. Reflex in the 1+ with no gross motor deficit. Next paragraph. Cranial nerves grossly intact, skin no lesions. Next, impression number one, COPD and the chronic dyspnea. Number two is bilateral lung nodules, etiology undetermined. Number three is a history of thoracic aortic aneurysm. Number four is hypertension. Next plan, the patient will get the CBC IgE level, alpha 1 antitrypsin level. Also, was advised to use a nebulizer for home use with albuterol. Next, TIDPRN with a protropium NEBS. So, also get a alpha 1 antitrypsin level and an IgE level. And was advised to come in for a follow-up approximately 4 months. Negative was a consultation. Copy for John Martin, M.D.